Good morning. Today's date is April 15th, 2019, tax day. Art thou dreaded tax day? And this is the Hello Rookie Podcast. What up, Chris? How you doing?
Good, man. I haven't filed, have you?
I'm filing right now while we're wasting our time creating a video here.
Oh my God, are you being serious?
In other news, the fully unredacted Mueller report is now available to the public.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is it really?
No.
No.
Okay. So let's give the people what they want, Chris. And what they want is your brains talking about NHL playoff bets. Do you have some info on NHL playoff bets? Let's have a look at tonight's slate real quick first. So we got in NHL playoffs, we have tonight's games are Bruins, Maple Leafs, Capitals, Hurricanes, Predators, Stars, Flames, Avalanche, Lightning. Oh, no. That's tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. So four games tonight starting at 7, two games at 7, one game at 9:30, and one game at 10. I think those are all Eastern Standard Time, though. I'm not sure. go ahead, Chris.
I'm going to preface this by saying you're talking to a guy with not one or two, but 20 units on the Lightning series, so I'm in a little bit of trouble as far as NHL goes right now, but we're going to clean this up, and we got some winners for tonight.
Tell the people what a unit is.
I mean, it could be anything. Like,
when I think unit, I think myself and your mother, for example.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's a good thought to have. I don't think that, but no, a unit would be whatever typically you bet, so it could be $100. It could be $1,000. It could be $10,000. Whatever. So if you have one unit on a game, you have $100 or $1,000. Depends on who you are, right? I put a lot of money on the Lightning series. Felt really good about it, and we're down
three.
Oh,
dick.
Oh, three. Yep. Yeah. Who saw that coming, though? I mean, literally, who saw that coming? But
yeah. So tomorrow could pretty much in your 20 units.
Well, if you remember when the Kings won their last cup, they were down 0-3, and then they just won out, basically. I feel as good as you can feel about a team down 0-3. I'll say that, right? Like, scored the most goals than any other team in three decades, winningest team, regular season team of all time, 340 goal scorers, 390 plus point scorers. We get Hedman and Kucherov back tomorrow. I don't know. We'll see. Just got to get one. And plus, so Bob is standing on his head right now. But he's a nutcase. You get one past him and he could crumble at any moment. So, anyways,
I'll be crossing my fingers for you.
Appreciate it. Okay. So let's start with Boston and Toronto. Series is 1-1. It's one that I think most experts were pretty heavy on the Bruins. Coming into the series, they were clearly the better team in the regular season. They've outshot the Maple Leafs 79-64 so far this series. Tuukka had a bad game. Then, I mean, I think Boston has an advantage basically everywhere on the ice. And it kind of played out that way in the regular season. They won 3 of 4. Averaging four goals a game against the Maple Leafs. I think that outscored them 16-10 in the regular season, something like that. And again, they're out shooting them again. They get better goalkeeping in general. Obviously, considerably better on defense with Big Z back there. I think they go into Toronto and win tonight. They're currently plus 109. So, you know, you're getting some juice there with them on the road. A ton of public money on Toronto, as there usually is with hockey. But I like the Bruins tonight.
Here's a headline for you from Deadspin 23 hours ago. The refs lost control as the Bruins and Maple Leafs tried to kill each other.
Yeah, well, if we get through, just wait till that series, because there's no... Yeah, these teams, in general, I mean, Boston with Brad Marchand in, I mean, even Charlie and Big Z likes to fight. And I mean, in general, they're one of the dirtier teams, I think, in hockey. But yeah, not a surprising headline from the NHL playoffs. All right, second game, Washington at in your backyard against Carolina. Both teams lost one game to horrendous goalkeeping. Particularly the Hurricanes. I think Mrazek faced 17 shots in game one and gave up 3 goals, something like that. But overall, I think Carolina has outplayed Washington in both games. They lost game one because of the goaltending. Game two, they lost in overtime. They really, you know, dominated most of that game as well. They just didn't get the goals. Again, goalkeeping is an issue for them. But they opened at -135. 75% of the initial bets came in on the Hurricanes. That number is down to 70% now, I believe. 72%, something like that. So we saw the Hurricanes open at -135. They got bet to -130 in a hurry, and now it's kind of trickling back towards going to -135 again. I think the Hurricanes are going to get one at home, and I think it's going to be this one tonight. So I like Carolina -130 there. Third game, Nashville Dallas. This is the most bet on game so far. We can pull up the number of bets here. Okay, so actually the Washington game just passed it, but 692 bets so far tracked through the Action Network. 52% of the bets on Nashville, 80% of the money is on Nashville. I'm going the other way. I like Dallas. I like Ben Bishop at home. That Dallas defense is going to be suffocating, particularly at the start of the game. So I'd look at Dallas first period for sure. I also like Dallas overall. It's been a one goal game each of the last two. Bishop's clearly the hottest goalie in the league. I think the Preds will steal a game at American Airlines. I just don't think it's going to be this one. I think they're a better bet in game four. I think Dallas wins this one. And then the fourth game, Calgary at Colorado. After sweeping the regular season series, averaging 4.7 goals a game against Calgary, or against Colorado, Calgary kind of got caught off guard in game two, I think. You know, they came out and beat Colorado 4-0 in the first game. I think they thought they had an answer for the McKinnon-Rantanen line. Obviously, that wasn't the case. Rantanen had 2 points. McKinnon had a goal and assist. I think they have the message. I think Calgary is going to win the next three, take the series 4-1. So I would lay the -113. That one opened to -127. Calgary's down to -113 now, so it's a good time to jump on that because they've actually seen the majority of bets and money since they adjusted that line. So Calgary coming in as the fourth pick tonight.
Good stuff. Any did you look through any prop bets on any of these games lately?
I did not. Try and pull them up real quick. I don't know if there's even anything up. There's live betting. Series lines are still up, and that's it. You can bet on futures. So look at this. Is crazy, right? Tampa Bay was like +2. I don't know what they were. +250, something insane. As low as you'll ever see a team for the Stanley Cup playoffs, and they're all the way down to +1400 now. Crazy, crazy, crazy how those three games have changed. Not only that, but they're up 3-0 in the first period. And they've been outscored, I think, 11-1 since then.
What in the world is happening to the Lightning?
Implosion, man. Implosion. A lot of bad things. So we got up 3-0, basically turned it off. They came back and, like, just had no momentum to stop the comeback. Bobrovsky's been standing on his head in goal. Lost our composure in game two. They scored, just like less than 5 minutes into the game. Lost the composure. Nikita Kucherov got kicked out of the game. Our best player got kicked out of the game. Hedman got hurt, basically the league's best defender. So he missed the last game. Kucherov got suspended for the last game. So you're without arguably your two best players. So that even took, more momentum out. And then game three, we had the puck the entire time. just hit a lot of, you know, a lot of crossbars. Bob made some good saves. Vasilevsky's not making good saves, and that's it.
So quite a lot has happened, it seems.
Yeah, a lot has gone wrong. A lot of bad luck, a lot of really, really good play in the neutral zone by Columbus, but we'll see. Maybe they'll turn it around. Crazy story, though, for sure.
Yeah. All right. And that game is again tomorrow night. Yeah. Now, is there any way that you can check the time? Do you have any time that we can write down to close that segment?
All right, I'm closing it right now.